Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got into it yesterday, Jason Lloyd and I. Jason agreed with me about rookies starting. And there was a bit of a degree of disagreement. But overall, when you hear about, well, they're just going to start a rookie. Like Daniel Jeremiah says that a rookie is going to start week one. I go, oh, my God, that is just so irresponsible right now. And I don't know what they're going to show. And maybe I'll have to change my tune during training camp. But as of right now, it just feels that that would just be, when you have two veterans there, one that's shown a lot and has been a Super Bowl MVP, and I know that was years and years ago, but clearly he knows what he's doing with a football to some level. And you got another guy that, yeah, you know what, he's a veteran, I don't know about him, and I don't really have a lot of hope for him, but whatever. To throw a rookie out there week one, when the last games that you really played were college-level football games, unless you're a number one overall pick or even a first rounder. And I said that yesterday, and my whole thing is I'm trying not to make the same mistakes that the Browns had made before. And I used DeShone Kizer as that example. In a terrible quarterback room, DeShone Kizer was the best.
Yes.
And they went out and they started him, and they ruined his career before he even had a chance to get it off the ground. He probably wasn't that great to begin with, but they didn't give him any help. They didn't get him a chance, and he sucked up the room. And I don't want that to happen with Shedeur Sanders or Dillon Gabriel. And the Shedeur people got a hold of it, and they went nuts on me. And I said, and they brought up Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is the number two pick. They brought up Bo Nix. Bo Nix is the first-round pick. They brought up C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is number two overall. We're not talking about third- and fifth-round picks. And all of a sudden, I realized, I go, guys, if I really wanted to upset you, I'd start yelling this. But I don't have a lot of faith in it either. I want to know more from Lance at 822 about what he knows about Dillon Gabriel, because don't shoot the messenger, guys. If you're starting a rookie quarterback week one with this football team, for them, it ain't Shedeur.
No, it would be the guy.
Dillon Gabriel.
It would be the first rookie that you selected.
Yes.
And that would be the guy, I believe, that got first round reps in organized team activities in minicamp. That's the direction they would go.
I'm not trying to say that, and it kind of goes along with what Lance Zierlein is probably going to go after me for here in this little clip, without going after me specifically. But don't go after me for telling you the truth about how the Browns feel about him. Now, I feel a lot stronger about Shedeur Sanders than I would about Dillon Gabriel. And I would probably put, as of right now, put Shedeur Sanders above him. But I ain't Kevin Stefanski, and I ain't there every damn day, and I don't see what they're doing every single day. And also, I know from good authority, meaning guys in the locker room, that Dillon Gabriel has a great grip of the offense already. That what they say about Dillon Gabriel is that, yeah, you know what? It's all true. If he were 6'3" or 6'4", he'd be a no-doubter. But he has the control of the offense. He has the smarts of the offense. Shedeur shows signs, but also showing signs that he doesn't know, but he wants to work for it. So if you're talking about a starter week one, you're going to go with the guy who knows the offense and knows the nomenclature.
And we shouldn't be talking about either of those guys as a starter week one.
No.
Like that is a
but
situation.
If you're talking about a week one starter, it ain't Shedeur.
But I think
when it
that
comes
would
to rookies.
I think that would be coaching malpractice. When you have Joe Flacco on the roster, when you have Kenny Pickett, and I admittedly don't think either of those guys are great, but when you have those guys available to you, when you have something that at least resembles competency at that position in a veteran form, that is who needs to be starting week one. Starting Dillon Gabriel, starting Shedeur Sanders week one, because this is not a situation where those guys are going to be able to come in right away and just change what this football team is. If they were, it's a different story, but they're not that, because if those guys were that, they wouldn't have been picked in the third and fifth round, respectively.
If this roster, and if they were taken in the first round, yeah, you definitely want to change your tune on this because you want them to be week one ready. If this roster is still a 7-win roster at best for a lot of folks, then I don't know what the hurry is of throwing either one of those two to the Wolves, and again, having the chance of spiking their career before it gets. And I get all these people, and I had people yesterday. Twitter reactions brought to you by Shabin Jewelers, Clooney's premier jewelry store, where you get the Shedeur fans in there. And I've dealt with all the fan bases before. I dealt with the Baker fans. I dealt with the Watson fans. I dealt with the Shador fans, and hopefully the Shador fans, there's a weird group of Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett fans out there too. So you deal with everyone's fan base, which I think that that's part of where the sport is going, and I'll talk about that another time. So it's nothing for me to get into it with a fan base of a player, even if I like that player, and I like Shador. But when I hear about, well, Browns fans, this is why the Browns are terrible. This is why the Browns media is terrible. This is why Browns fans are terrible. You're afraid of success. No, I'm afraid of ruining them. And by the way, for all the Shador fans that are just dropping in, I'm more than happy to have you while Shador Sanders is here. And hopefully it's for a good long time, because I'm tired about arguing about quarterbacks as much as anybody. Yep. You'd think I wouldn't be, and none of you believe that, but it's absolutely true. But for those of you that are just dropping in, Browns fans don't know what they're talking about. Browns media don't know what they're talking about. They're a bunch of losers. They haven't seen anything good, so they don't know success when it's right there in front of them. I'm trying to stop the previous things happening, because it's the same folks saying that who will then turn around and say, it's the Browns' fault why Shador sucked up the room. Or it's the Browns' fault why Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel went out there and sucked up the room. Because they'll do what you want them to do. They'll start them week one. They'll do silly things, and then we're just left looking for the next guy. And we may very well be doing that anyway. The whole we need to see him. When do I need to see him? I need to see him. I want to see him in games. Do I need to see him in games? Because it's the Cleveland Browns, and they have as open a quarterback competition as anybody out there. So if you can't start one of these 17 games or a handful of games as Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel, then you ain't that good to begin with.
Yes.
On this team, I don't need to see it. If Kevin Stefanski, a guy who it's not on the hot seat, but by the end of the season, we will be talking about his job, because that's something we've done here over the last year, and that's something we're going to do if they're not going to be a playoff team. If he doesn't trust you, if a guy whose job is going to be up against it by the end of the year, if he doesn't trust you and the teammates don't trust you, I don't need to see you. As much as I want to see you, and I want to be entertained, I'm curious of what a 5'10", 5'11 quarterback, and maybe I'm being generous, I have no idea. I'm curious about what that guy can do with his arm strength, with his know-how. I'm curious, but if they don't trust him to be out there, then don't put him out there. You're only going to make the situation worse. I'm curious about Shador Sanders. I like what he did at both Jackson State and Colorado, because I watched those games. But if they don't trust him, then these guys ain't worth it to begin with.
I also want to be able to trust the Browns and put those guys, both of them, both Shador and Dylan Gabriel, to be...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In position to be successful when they do get on the field too. And I don't think that's a week one thing. Could that be week 10? Sure. That's a different story. But I don't think that they're setting those guys up to be successful if they start them week one. At a certain point, Ken, it does have to be a sink or swim type environment for a quarterback like that. I just don't think that environment should be that early, because then you are giving a much greater chance to sink than to swim. And that's not what we want for these guys. I would love nothing more then if Shador Sanders comes in and is great, and he's the franchise quarterback, and he is the guy that we have been looking at that position since 1999. But I don't think that's going to happen if you play him week one. I think there's a better chance that if the Browns wait on him or Dylan Gabriel, that, okay, then maybe they're not looking for a quarterback next year because one of those guys has a chance. If they start him week one, by week nine, you probably know that it's not going to be good enough.
Jim and Walton Hill is your next up on the fan. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Yeah.
I've only got one comment, and then I'll drop off and let you guys discuss your own end of it. But I firmly believe that Shador Sanders was an inside trading deal. I think that he dropped because the owners were upset with the way he acted and because of his last name. This guy... he's a good quarterback. He's a first-round quarterback, and we got him at a bargain basement price because he pissed somebody off. Pardon my French, but that's exactly what has happened to poor Shador. The guy is talented. He's got his head together, and he's going to be a great quarterback. And we're going to turn around and do the same thing to him that we did to Baker Mayfield. We're going to send him to somebody else, and they're going to beat our butts with him.
I mean, Jim, that's, Well, Jim, I can't. I don't know enough to accuse anybody of insider stuff. I mean, I know what we know about other players in the league. It's not like it's never been done before, for crying out loud. But I think that in this case, and Jim, thank you for the call, I do think that they have the same fear. The only way I can rationalize is they have the same fear as some college coaches when it comes to the fathers of the quarterbacks in college. And like Nico Iamaliava and some of the other ones, where maybe they are afraid of Deion being upset. Maybe they are afraid of Deion mentioning them in his press conferences at Colorado. I'm not sure. But that's the only one I could say. But this is Lance Zierlein here. And I want to play this audio because this is him on Maggie and Perloff yesterday on Infinity Sports Network saying that we're maybe being a little bit too soft on Shador.
I had people from the media reach out either through text message or direct message saying, man, I can't believe you said that because this is the same way I feel. But everyone was afraid of taking the heat. I mean, to be honest with you, the media is afraid of Deion, at least the national media who deals in television. They're afraid of dealing with the Deion. They're afraid of the pushback and the blowback from people on Twitter. I don't care. Like, the truth is the truth. So it doesn't matter to me.
So we talk every day with people on Twitter, and we talk every day to people on the phones. I think what Lance Zierlein says to some degree is probably right, because it's just easier to kind of go with the flow.
Right.
And it's kind of easier to go with the wind of what's been said. It's also, I mean, he is definitely a guy that comes with his set of limitations or questions. Shador does. If he didn't have any limitations or didn't have any questions, he would have been right up there with Cam Ward. Clearly, there's something there. So what Lance Zierlein says, hey, I know he's trying to talk tough. That's great. And I know he sees what he sees, and I think right now he feels justified in that. But I don't think anybody saw him fall into the fifth round. That's why I think it's so crazy to a lot of folks.
No, because if he was his perfect quarterback prospect, he would have been a first-round pick. He would have. If you want to say that there was collusion because of his last name, because of his dad, and that's part of the reason why he fell, okay, sure, like, I can buy that to some extent. I can, because I don't think that when teams view a quarterback as a backup caliber quarterback, which I think is fair to say when a guy goes in the fifth round, that's what a lot of teams probably think of him. You don't want the distraction that comes along with Shador Sanders because of the last name, because of who his father is. So I understand that aspect of things. But if teams thought that he was a franchise quarterback in this league where that position matters more than anything else, a team's not passing on him in the first round if they think he's the guy because of who his dad is. They're not sacrificing that over a last
night. I will take it this far, though, when it comes to what Lance Zierlein says. Because I'm putting words in saying that people being soft, they're afraid to critique. I think you're saying that people are being soft on him. I think here you will find more people in the media rooting for him because I think that we like a good story. One, Shador does mean a lot of attention. So media people always want attention no matter what they tell you.
Oh, yeah.
So that means that he's going to have a lot of attention. The second thing is, though, is that it's a good story. If he does fall to the fifth round, and he does at some point play this year, and he hits well, and he does well, and these are great passes, and he throws for, as Jason said, 302 touchdowns, and I'm in here whooping it up, and Owen was doing the great impression of me yesterday, I think that people root for that. One, because I think most people in Cleveland media are Cleveland-based. They're from here. I know that the journalists try to not be fans of the team, fine, but they're still covering a team that they rooted for at one point when they were fans of football, just pure fans of the game and fans of the team. I think there's a little bit of tinge in there. And two, again, for the story of it, for the fifth round pick to come in, play well, take over the football team, and even for that matter for Dylan Gabriel as well, a guy who's undersized, a guy who comes with his own set of questions about whether or not he can lead a football team. If either one of those guys were to take over and you have two first-round picks in there, then all of a sudden the Myles Garrett conversation takes a totally different turn. And then it hits exactly what you just said about the future of the conversation with Myles Garrett. That becomes a big selling point for everybody. So, yeah, I do think that there's some media, yeah, that's going to be critical of some of the things that have happened already. But there's definitely people, I think, that in Cleveland media more than others who are probably rooting for Shador.
I think there are a lot of people who are rooting for Shador or Dylan Gabriel or somebody to be the franchise quarterback because, Ken, I think a lot of this, and I don't know how you feel. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm tired of the Browns not having a franchise quarterback. I'm tired of having the discussion about who could they draft, who could be the franchise quarterback. You know what I would love to do when I am happy to come in and fill in here? I would love to talk about how great our quarterback is. I would love to do that because I've been doing this for 10 years. I've never done it.
I'd like to be able to compare him with Lamar and Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mahomes, I don't know about that. But in that second tier are really great quarterbacks there. Maybe Mahomes, maybe Lamar's probably ahead of that. But
yeah,
in that second tier of quarterbacks that are great, I'd like to be able to compare him. I'd like to be able to compare him with other good quarterbacks in the AFC North. I'd like to be able to do that. That's,
like to
that's, my, that's my goal for right now.
I would take comparing him to Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
That'd be a nice goal.
I would take that.
That'd be a nice comparison. And,
like,
nice
and I don't think compared. He's on the level of the other guys you mentioned in terms of Lamar and Burrow. Like, he's not there, but I would just be thrilled with that.
That's fair.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.